Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. A short history of fibrillary glomerulonephritis. My first exposure to the entity of fibrillary glomerulonephritis was in a paper submitted to a journal that I occasionally reviewed for by Duffy and Churg. I had never seen a case and was somewhat unsure as to whether this was a real entity or not. I was only a few years out of my renal fellowship, and of course, Dr. Jack Churg was one of the fathers of renal pathology in this country. The paper was not well written, probably to get it into press immediately, and not being sure of whether this was a true entity, having never seen a case at Columbia or Parkland, I returned the manuscript with a request for major revisions. Then I saw a case, and from the manuscript recognized it. The manuscript by Duffy and Churg was returned for another review and was much better written, and I was much better informed having seen a case. What does that say about reviewers? Something that I've seen in others continue until this day. If they hadn't seen it, it doesn't exist. No names here. I accepted it on the spot. It became the first big series of such in the U.S., although a rare case report in retrospect probably described the same entity. The next big debate was whether fibrillary glomerulonephritis and immunotactoid glomerulonephritis was one disease with somewhat different morphologies along a spectrum of organized deposits, or two separate entities. Doctors Mel Schwartz and others at the Rush Medical Center in Chicago were convinced that it was one and the same disease, whereas others thought they should be separated and studied, and then, if similar in every way, become the spectrum of just one entity. Time and many studies have shown that they represent different disease entities. After all these years, we still do not know the exact etiologies, now given the fancy name of root cause. We are, however, as they say, just as ignorant, but at a much higher level. However, the good news now is that a specific stain for fibrillary glomerulonephritis has just come out, so we're finally on our way.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.